As the U.S. military prepares for a possible war with Iraq, federal investigators are beginning to monitor Iraqis and Iraqi Americans with dual citizenship here in the United States. The idea is to ferret out terrorists. But NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that Iraqis themselves are puzzled by the initiative because most of them fled Saddam Hussein's regime.
As Shia Muslims, MJ al-Habib and his family lived tentative lives under the regime of Saddam Hussein. So 20 years ago, al-Habib fled Iraq and became an American citizen. He built a life for himself, teaching economics at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Then, a month ago, as he was working in his office on campus, a reminder of his past.
I got a call from the campus police. They told me that there is an FBI agent with them who would like to ask me some questions.
It turned out that a disgruntled acquaintance had told the FBI that al-Habib opposed any U.S. action against Iraq. Al-Habib says he and the two agents had a polite 10-minute conversation, and the agents left. He says they were just following up on a tip. He has no problem with that.
But I think if we talk about the larger scale questioning and interrogations of everybody who is related to Iraq, I think that probably would be not a good idea.
Of course, the government cannot interview everybody with ties to Iraq, but as it contemplates war, it's giving the community a close look. In recent weeks, the FBI and Immigration Service have started conducting voluntary interviews with Arabs and Arab Americans about their Iraqi acquaintances. And law enforcement sources say the government has put up secret wiretaps on some Iraqis or Iraqi Americans. It may make sense in theory, says Raed Mohammed, but in practice, the FBI is focusing on the wrong group. Mohammed fled Iraq in 1981 and became an American citizen. He says Iraqis are the least likely people to retaliate if the U.S. goes after Saddam Hussein.
If the main objection is to get rid of Saddam Hussein, I think all Iraqis abroad are for it, 100% for it, and I can guarantee you that. They can't wait for the day when Saddam Hussein is gone so they can go back to Iraq and live with dignity.
In fact, until the 1990s, most people who left Iraq were Christians who were persecuted. But as former CIA officer Larry Johnson notes, that changed with the Gulf War in 1991.
After the Gulf War, though, there were several thousand Iraqi soldiers who chose or requested asylum in the United States and were allowed to come to the United States. And within that group were individuals who were Muslims, some of whom were radical Muslims.
Johnson says those are the types of people the FBI needs to track. Besides, he says, Saddam Hussein tried something like this before. Around the time of the Gulf War, he says, Saddam sent out hit teams in the guise of businessmen to attack U.S. interests abroad. Several plots were foiled, but Johnson says it's logical to think Saddam could try that again on U.S. soil. The U.S. government's monitoring program is based on a similar program back in 1991. But today's initiative is much larger, law enforcement sources say, involving the FBI, CIA, the Immigration Service, State Department, and National Security Agency. James Kallstrom, a former assistant director of the FBI in New York, says that's not surprising, since Americans are the targets of terrorists as never before.
All the terrorist events of the last decade, the bombing of the Trade Center in 93, the Blind Sheikh case, the bombings of the barracks in Saudi Arabia, the bombings of the embassy, the Manila air conspiracy, the plot to kill the president, the plot to kill the Pope, the USS Cole, you know, and then the 9/11 tragedy. We're at a different time now, and everyone now knows that there's people here that want to kill us.
Kallstrom says it's a job of law enforcement to stop them before they do. And he says that's where the interviews come in. He says by talking with Arabs and Arab Americans, investigators try to develop informants who will tip them off for future attacks. And in the process, he says, they hope to discourage those toying with the idea of sabotage. That may be so, but Ivan Haddad at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service believes the government's surveillance program will backfire in the end for two reasons.
One is it is scaring not only the Iraqis, but all the Muslim and Arab population in the United States because they're worried who's next. The other reason is this information is going overseas, and it is enraging the rest of the Muslims throughout the world because they think that we have targeted Muslims in the United States and we are treating them less than citizens. We are treating them as suspects based on religion.
which she says could increase the likelihood of a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.